now an adipose moment from the Happiness Patrol.
Check, please.
I'm not having tea at your house, Dave.
Yeah, really. Be careful with your tea. I had two of the best fucking corn dogs I've had in a long, long time.
You swear too much.
Sorry. Yeah, I do.
Damn. Damn.
Yes, my love. Yes.
I love you.
Yeah.
I love you too.
I love you too, Dale. So anyway.
Right. Alternatively, you can queue like civilized people who aren't mentally retarded and just get your damn autograph.
And there
you
have
it. Why the fuck would you want to do that?
Well, exactly.
She's big into cute thin boys.
Here's some kittens. Look at them. Fucking look at them.
Oh, my God almighty. It's fine till you get to the front.
These are the parts you do not hear.
Yes.
Just checking you're still awake.
Was there ever an episode with Perry in a corset?
Shut up, Lewis.
Well, maybe there needed to be.
Shut up, so. Lewis. Ah, dear. Would you like to hear a funny story?
It's nonlinear, so what the hell?
Hi, this is Fraser Hines, Jamie from Doctor Who, and you're listening to the Happiness Patrol. Happiness is the greatest thing that I possess.
So anyway, hey everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Happiness Patrol. Glad you can tune in and glad you can join us. This week we have our special guest correspondent all the way from that windy city, Chicago, Illinois, USA, Sherry Sampson.
Hello.
Welcome.
Good to see you.
And along with Sherry, we have our regular cohorts, Tara. How you doing, Tara?
Oh, I'm here.
Good.
I like that. Yeah, that's terribly vague. I like that. Yeah, I'm here. Now get on with it.
Our English gentleman always, Mr. Dale W. Hello, Dale.
There's nothing gentlemanly about me. I'm a dark, evil soul. Who just said bullshit?
So anyway, and we also have our lovely little Leela. Leela, hey, how's it going?
Hello.
Good.
Lila's got a puppy.
Yes, Lila does have a puppy. And
it's called?
Sparta.
That's a stupid name. Should have called it Sirius.
David cannot wait to come out, visit your puppy, and ask you the name of that dog. So you have to...
We're so excited every time someone asks us. It's great.
You have to really play it up when David comes to see your damn dog, okay? That's all I'm saying.
Paisley does it the best.
Spartacus.
You will break Spartacus. His little heart if you don't absolutely go for the Oscar when you tell him the name of that dog.
So anyway, we've got Leela's new puppy to talk about, Chicago TARDIS to talk about, and a whole list of other things that we're going to get to on this
Happy
edition.
Happy birthday, Karen Gillian!
That and other things.
Gillian.
We're going to get it all taken care of before we even finish the intro on today's Happiness Patrol, which starts right now.
Does it really? Is it starting now, Lewis?
Ain't no Damn. Muggling for me.
Damn. Yes, Tara.
When you get a moment, could you please Google Hack Big Mouth Billy Bass?
Oh, God, no.
Yes.
Tara, did you actually go thrift shopping this week?
Yeah, I bought a Big Mouth Billy Bass. My friend Bob's going to fuck it all over for me.
What? Are you sure you don't want to restate that? And I don't know how Bob's going to feel about that going out on the air. So
Bob is going to customize that bad boy and wait till that fish opens its mouth. You guys are not going to believe what comes out of that fish's mouth when Bob is with it.
You know, if it was anybody else's fish, I would not be worried at all. But now, I'm
very, very afraid.
I'm going to be looking forward to the YouTube videos, so we'll try to post them.
If Bob pulls this off, we're going to put that fish on the wall at Gallifrey.
Just hang it from the TARDIS. That'll be fine. So,
well, see, David wants Bob to put a webcam in so that he can watch from another room who comes by it and then make it say really rude things. But I have different ideas entirely. So,
make it a little scarf.
Oh, funny.
Maybe.
Funny.
So, well, I'm thinking of repainting it. I may repaint the fish. So
TARDIS blue.
TARDIS blue. TARDIS blue is always a good color for a big mouth bass. So, speaking of that, we have Sherry Sampson on today from Chicago.
Hey.
Welcome, Sherry. Welcome to the Happiness Patrol, hon.
Thank you, I think.
People who don't know Sherry, Sherry is our Chicago correspondent. We have a wonderful, good handful of correspondents all over the U.S. and the U.K. And Sherry is representing Chicago, the northern part of our the cold area of the Happiness Patrol coverage, I think I should say. So, but Sherry has got some excellent stories today from the Chicago TARDIS.
Some of which we can even share with you.
So anyway, Sherry, welcome. It's so good to have you, hon.
Thank you. So, glad to be here.
We'll have to repeat the unrepeatable story for Leela at the end. Because, oh, wow.
So, and maybe we shouldn't.
Yes, Sherry?
You need to get a map there. It's the western side.
I need to do what now?
You said northern. It's western.
Western?
Yeah.
Chicago.
No, it's not northern. It's western.
Sherry, the first thing you need to know about Uncle Lou is he has no fucking sense of direction.
Okay, here's all I know. Here's all I need to know about Chicago, okay? Number one, it's cold.
It's fucking cold.
And number two, you know, it's north of Florida. And that's all that I need to know because, you know.
Oi, supposed musician. The Blues Brothers are there, you dopey shit.
Yeah, right. The Blues Brothers are yonder from Joliet. So,
yes.
So anyway, Sherry.
That would be the town next to me. That's how close. That's where I live.
Wow.
Next door to the Blues Brothers.
Right, there you have it. Right,
Sherry lives next door to the Blues Brothers. That's going to be quite a cool quote to put on anything.
Next door to the town that John Barrowman grew up in.
Yeah?
Don't publicize that. It's probably full of homos. Oh, no.
Oh!
No, that's Brighton.
Oh, no, yeah. He left. Yes, God. The giant homo left. Brighton. So, Brighton's full of freaking queens.
We know that. That's why
tell us something we don't know.
Are at the bottom of the garden.
Oh, yes. Thank you, David J. Howe. I'm going to punch you.
This is your second year, right, to go to Chicago TARDIS. Is that correct?
Yep.
And your first year was actually your very first Doctor Who convention. So
I am now no longer a virgin.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, my dear. Did you hear that, Leela?
You've left it this bloody long in life. Jesus Christ.
Only took 42 years.
And I say that because Leela has not been to a convention yet. So.
Yeah.
Yes. There you go.
He won't let me forget that.
But she will soon. So. But anywho. So
God damn it, we had more guests at Desert Con. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, really. She hasn't been to a convention, but she's got to meet Matt Smith, and so that's that says something. So,
and Arthur and Karen.
Yeah. But she
no, you didn't get to see River Song. We missed Alex. Damn it.
Well, we saw Mark Shepherd.
Mark Shepherd. There you go.
Bloody demons.
But you got to see Matt Smith, and that's a cool thing. So speaking of doctors, Sherry, there were a lot of guests at Chicago TARDIS this year, but there was no doctor. Is that correct?
That is correct. No doctor.
But so this year it turned out a little bit better than last year, you think? So tell us a little bit about it.
The fan turnout was really incredible. I mean, Friday was slow, but Saturday, I mean, there were just a shitload of people.
Cool. Saturday, yeah, the weekends are usually the big thing. Now, as far as the programming was concerned, did you get to see a lot of that or what?
I sat on the panel for Torchwood USA, for Chick-Stig Time Lords.
Uh-huh.
And that was pretty much it. I was pretty much, you know, my was more set on finding people and getting them to talk. other than, you know, going and sitting. But I went, you know, I got photos. So I went to the photo or the photograph session.
Uh-huh.
I didn't go to the autograph sessions because it was an extra $25 for that.
Oh my goodness! So they were charging sort of a la carte for some things or what?
Yeah. For Gareth, that was the big thing. You had to pay extra if you wanted a photo and an autograph.
But you didn't need to do that because you actually had a little spent some time with Gareth in the elevator. Is that correct?
From the lobby to level 9, yes, we had a brief conversation.
Well, that's good. That's
about
pretty good.
It was about gardening, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Something about gardening. So yeah.
Something about he needed a hoe. I don't know what it was.
So you
he needed a hoe. I thought.
Jeez. So Sherry, you this was the first year you actually got to meet some of the celebrities, correct?
No, I met some last year.
Oh.
But this year I met more than last year.
Oh, okay. So who?
Because this year I knew what I was doing. Last year I was like.
So next year you know that you should go back to your room and sleep between the hours of like 6 and 10 in the evening so you can stay up for LobbyCon.
Okay.
Okay.
I just stayed up. Well, I went to the bar, and because that's what you guys told me last year.
Yeah.
Was go to the bar. So uh-huh. That's what I did.
And?
Okay. So you went to the bar.
Went to the bar. Kion was in there, and he was surrounded by like 20 girls. I didn't get a chance to, you know, slide in there because I wasn't, you know, 6'5" blonde with big boobs. Well, I am, but, you know, the other way, not the way they should be.
2 o'clock in the morning, Yarla.
2 o'clock in the morning. Oh, my God.
He was the only one in there. And then, like, Tony Lee was sitting in the other corner talking, but they were already eating, so I didn't want to bother them. Louise Jameson was in the restaurant part eating dinner. I didn't want to bother her while she was eating.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping she was going to come into the bar after she was done eating, but she ended up leaving, so I didn't get a chance to talk to her at all. So I pretty much grabbed stars as they were walking through the hallway in the lobby, because I was sitting in the lobby most of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And they would, you know, walk by, and I'd be like, Tommy, grab them, and, you know. So that's how I grabbed them, because they were walking by to go to something else. So
that's pretty fun. So out of all of the guests that you met, who were some of your favorites?
Tommy Knight was definitely the nicest kid I have ever met.
Uh-huh.
You cradle snatcher. No.
And hey, and he was really nice. He, you know, I asked him to do the ID, and he, sure, no problem. And then I asked him to take a picture, and he's like, Mom, can you take this? And she took the picture, and she's like, wait, I didn't like that one. Wait, do it again. Oh, that one's not good. Wait, do it again. She took like 5 or 6 pictures until she was happy with the picture.
Oh, that's pretty funny. That's pretty cordial.
Go Tommy Knight's mum.
Yes, well, absolutely. Done. Absolutely.
Isn't that Elizabeth Slater these days?
And I was a photographer, so.
So you see there, Tara, your advice came in quite handy.
Well, I don't know if it came in there quite handy.
Well,
I mean, she went to the bar and she didn't get anything. You got to go.
No, but.
Those late hours of the night.
You were talking about.
I did eat cheese balls, so, you know, it wasn't a complete waste.
Well,
you ate some cheese balls? Cheese balls. She ate some cheese balls. Leela, she ate some cheese balls.
That's a delicacy.
So many comments I could make
of
this. So many comments I could make.
Don't encourage him.
Get you, we get dog.
So cool.
But
so now.
The fun part was we went in and the masquerade ball was last night where everybody, you know, dressed up and did the thing. And then.
Mm-hmm.
While the judges convened, they played Doctor Who Match Game.
Oh, dear God,
Tell us about Doctor Who Match Game. What is that all about?
It's pretty much the same as a regular Match Game, and I don't think that they had, like, 3 people that ran Chicago TARDIS on the panel, and Tony Lee. So
that's where it went horribly wrong.
a 5 minute game that was supposed to, you know, be 5 minutes while the judges convened ended up being about an hour.
Oh my God.
Because no, because the questions that they came up with were just like off the wall. And the
well, that's match game for you.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
match game for you.
Now, Leela, have
the
you.
The one that cracked me up was.
The one about the hub?
Yes.
Hang on, you weren't there? How do you know what cracked her up when you weren't even there?
Tara is plugged in.
Twitter, Dale.
Tara is so plugged in, you don't even know. Tara is like part of the internet, actually, you know?
I think Tara is part of the bloody hub.
You got that right. So now, Leela, have you ever seen Match Game?
No.
Okay. Tara, tell Leela about Match Game.
Match Game was a game that I watched growing up and loved very dearly. It had some of the snarkiest stars from television and film on it. And they would ask these poor little Midwestern housewives these very, very leading questions. And they had to come up with a word, the blank, and match the stars. And the whole game was to come up with something as rude as you possibly could come up with and still manage to get it on telly.
So it was very funny. It was a very you could probably see it.
The question last night was, the Torchwood Hub makes so much electricity that electricity was shooting out of blank.
No, hold on.
Something
Captain
like that.
Jack said.
Captain Jack said,
I think the hub produces too much voltage. Every time I activate it, sparks fly out of my blank.
My blank. That's what it was.
Do 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 do.
Yeah, and then they played
Tony Lee was just off. He was hysterical, and everybody's yelling. It's a family show. It's a family show. Yeah. And Tony's laughing.
Have they ever seen Torchwood? If they think it's a family show.
Oh yeah, really?
Have they ever seen Match Game?
Yeah, that's what I was kind of wondering, Sherry. I mean, you know, it's like Lila's never seen
it. Well, it was funny because I don't think Tony had ever seen it. I don't know if it's on the UK or not, or was.
We had our own version called Blankety Blank, and it was double entendre filled to the extreme.
Oh, that's the whole point.
Yeah,
because Tony, how close can you get?
Tony Lee finally figured out that when they ask a question like, you know, Mean Martha is so mean, and the entire audience goes,
how mean was she?
He's like, this is fantastic. He goes, Yanto Jones is dead? How dead is he? He's like, yay, I love this.
He got killed by a crinoid, did the lovely Yanto Jones.
Oh, that's funny.
It's true. Yanto Jones was actually killed by a crinoid.
Oh.
Dun-dun-dun.
Jack, blah, 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 blank. And the guy in the panel, the last guy in the panel goes, is Torchwood. And I thought that was hysterical.
Well, if you haven't seen Match Game, they show reruns of it on the Game Show Channel, and yes. I highly, highly, highly recommend
Absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, Leela. And that's the thing. That's the thing I was going to tell you, Leela, that this thing is so early 70s. It lasted from like 1972 or 3 to like 75 or so. But the ones that Tara and I watched,
The ones worth half a damn were in the 70s.
Right, exactly. I mean, you had people like Fanny.
I loved good old Gene Rayburn.
Fanny Flagg, Gene Rayburn, and all these people. And it's like, it's very much a timepiece, time period. And Richard Dawson, you know, seeing Richard
Charles
Dawson.
Charles Nelson Reilly,
Charles,
for God's
yeah,
sake.
Yeah, you see these people smoking, you know, as on the game, you know.
Oh,
and it was really something. And you know what? I'm very surprised that conventions haven't had this format before, because it's a hilarious format to have for that sort of thing. So maybe we'll see it in a galley this year or something. So that would be very cool.
And if you live in the UK and you haven't seen Blankety Blank, you don't know how goddamn lucky you are.
Now I'm going to have to go look up Blankety Blank on YouTube. So
Blankety Blank.
So anyway, Sherry, any other reports from Chicago that you think our listeners absolutely could not live without?
Oh, wow.
How many scarves were there?
Yeah, did you see a lot of fourth
Good
doctors?
Lord. There was tons of them. And actually, there was actually one girl that I thought was really nice. And I'm like, I love your scarf. Where'd you get that? Oh, I knitted it myself. I got it off this website from this girl, Tara, I know, and I follow her pattern. And I go, aha! I'm like,
I bet you
that's probably the theme of the entire convention. If I ask everybody wearing a scarf, it's all they got there.
When you knit your scarves, you know those key rings you can get where you whistle and they go do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, so you can find them?
Yes.
I think you should put the chips from those into the scarf so you can stand at the front of Gallifrey next year and just go, and 80,000 scarves will go, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and then you can find them all.
No RIFD ships in the scarves, okay? No. Trouble with fucking black helicopters here as it is without RIFD ships.
Put in a chip where you press a button and they all blow up.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I can't say. They had the TARDIS there in the room, and then they had...
That TARDIS was beautiful.
They had three Daleks in the room, and then they had one that was running around the convention that was all black and had blue lights all over it and everything like that. And, it was coming down the hallway, and everybody were trying to get in its way and take pictures with it. And all of a sudden, it just goes, humans are in my way. And this one girl was standing there, and he's like, move. And she's trying to get this picture, and he just takes the eye stop and slaps her right in the head with it.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
I'm just like, wow.
I want to meet that person. That's the proper way to do Daleking.
Wow. Now,
that Nicholas Briggs was going to be in the room with the Dalek, and he was going to, be in front of it with his hands up as he's walking up the aisle, and this thing's supposed to be following him. And he's holding his hands up, and he's looking behind him, and it's not moving, and he kept looking back, and he's like walking forward and then looking back, and it's kind of like inching up like every couple of seconds because the guy that was running it was having a hard time seeing where he was going, and the guy behind him was going a little more left, a little left, more left. And he's like, and then Nicholas Briggs comes back down and goes, come on, man.
They should put tape on the floor. Do these people not know how to drive a fucking Dalek? Put tape on the floor.
They said the issue was the guy inside couldn't see out of it. I'm like, the only issue I had in the convention was is they had the TARDIS and the Daleks in the main room.
Uh-huh.
And they only let you take pictures with them during the 5 minutes between panels.
Oh.
So then, when
she gets on stage and she's like, everybody away from the TARDIS, everybody out, she was kind of mean, and I'm sitting there going, why don't you guys put the TARDIS and the Daleks in a separate room or at the end of the hallway where people can access it at any time instead of only when you say it's okay, it's like, that was the only thing that annoyed me, it was like, but.
Yes, several TARDISes would be a much better idea.
So, do you guys have any questions for Sherry?
Did you have a nice time?
Yes, I did. I had a fabulous time.
That is good. And will you be going next year?
Absolutely. It was quite a reaction.
And will you be getting more podcast snatches for us? That sounds entirely wrong. Podcast snatch. That sounds like a sexually transmitted disease.
There, Dale. Uh-huh. Collection.
Will you be getting more audio clips we can use on the Happiness Patrol?
Absolutely.
And will you be joining over Tommy Knight if he goes over again?
I will have him say a personal message to you if I
get. Oh, no, I'd rather you didn't.
Oh, funny.
So I'll leave you to drool over him. I don't.
No, I don't feel that way. If it was David Tennant, that'd be a different story. But.
And next time you see Gareth David Lloyd, punch him in the face and say, get a shave, you moron. You look awful. And that'll be fine.
He was the only one I was disappointed with because there were several times he was in the hallway and I said his name and he wouldn't even turn and look at me or acknowledge the fact that I'm standing there. So
it's because he's dead.
Yeah, there is actually...
Yanto's a dead one.
This just in. Yanto's dead.
Okay, so what's this about Kai Owen?
Kai Owen was really, really nice, and, he did that funny thing with, this is John Barrowman, and,
See, they haven't heard that yet. I was going to bring that up.
You didn't hear nothing, I'm sorry. Well, you should say this to me before you, anyway.
Uh-huh.
But after he was done, he was like, really nice, and he gave me a hug, and he's like, anytime you want to talk, let me know. And but, you know, it's like I didn't see him again after that, so.
Yeah, anytime you want to talk, let me know. I'll be running in the opposite direction. Just in case the rest of the Happiness Patrol are right behind you.
Because you never know. So, Leela, you have any questions for Sherry?
None that I can think of off the top of my head.
Did you see some of her pictures that she posted?
I did.
Which ones did you like?
Good hell, I don't know. There's so many fantastic pictures that you got.
Yeah. Now, I saw a photo of a table full of...
Whoa! Get you and your amazing vision.
Yes, thank you, Dale.
I saw a table.
I saw a photo of a table full of fezzes. Now, what was that all about, Sherry?
That was the dealer room. They were selling fezzes in there.
How much were they selling fezzes for? That's what I want to know.
They were like $25.
Oh, son of a bitch!
Somebody went on
mine for $5 on eBay.
Do what, Tara?
Somebody went on eBay, bought a whole fucking box of them for a nickel each.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that was just, you know, I was hitting on, I want to get Series 5 on DVD, and I didn't buy it because, you know, Best Buy won in like $69.99 for it, and I'm like, man, maybe I'll get it at the convention. They wanted $90 for it.
Oh, yeah.
You're always going to pay out the nose at the convention for stuff. But on the other hand, there's some stuff that you can find in a deal room at a convention that you just cannot find at other places. So
you got to get the handmade stuff. Buy handmade stuff in the dealer's room because that's stuff you will not find anywhere else. All right, Dale. So who's a guest at a Doctor Who convention who you think gives good value?
Louise Jameson.
Absolutely.
Now, Sherry, you got to meet Louise?
Yes.
Oh, she's brilliant. I love her. Literally, that woman is an absolute... She deserves a bloody sainthood for what she puts up with Doctor Who fans, I tell you.
So what was she like, Sherry?
I only met her for a brief moment.
Uh-huh.
But just, like, during the photograph session.
Right.
And I told her, you know, who I was and who I was with. And she said that she was going to check it out. And, you know, and she would talk to me later, but I never ended up, you know... I saw her in the restaurant, but I was going to go up to her while she had her face full of food. So,
that's a good. See,
she was hanging out in the bar.
No, the bar was attached to the restaurant, so yeah. From what I should have did was hang out in the lobby overnight because, from what I understand, you know, my husband Rich went down there about 2-3 in the morning, and he's like, "You should have been down there while you were sleeping. Everybody was down there." I'm like, "Son of a bitch."
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. See, Sherry. You sleep at a convention, you're going to miss. But, you know, I tell you one thing. I'm very happy because Sherry scored us some excellent IDs. She got Fraser Hines. She got Kai Owens. Nick Briggs. And
Nick Briggs isn't... Oh, yes, Nick Briggs is... I'm sorry.
And she also... one of our favorite guests on the Happiness Patrol, Mr. Toby Hayduck. A wonderful Tommy Knight ID too. So
cool. So cool. Well, you scored.
scored big time. So hell yeah, Sherry.
Nice one, Sherry.
Yes, Sherry. This is only your second convention, right?
You can see my hands up in the air with my trophy. No.
But you were able to actually get to meet the guests and everything. So tell me this: you're home now. You decided to come home before the last day of the convention. So, other than missing Sunday, what did you think? Did you think that Chicago TARDIS was a little bit better, a little bit bigger this year, or what?
Yeah.
Really? Because you went.
I mean, there were tons more people there this year.
Right.
More people dressed up this year.
Mm-hmm.
They sold, they had 1,200 tickets sold before it started.
Wow.
And there were like a ton of people coming and buying, you know, day tickets. And, but the thing that was different this year is you could buy just a ticket for the dealer room.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
So it was $10 to get $10 to get into the dealer room, but then again, they weren't having anybody police anything else. So if you just went and bought a $10 ticket, you could pretty much do everything else, except for the autograph line and the photo line. You needed your pass for that.
Oh,
but
interesting.
Everything else, you could go to all the panels and the videos and the movies, and that's what my husband did. We bought the $10 day pass, and He snuck in everything else.
Oh, funny. We don't recommend that here at the Happiness Patrol, but you know. If you did, good.
Especially
on
at conventions in Florida.
Yeah, dude. Aura.
Yes.
I love you.
I love you, Dale.
Yeah, that's the one.
The Daleks were very cool, so.
But actually, that's not.
I want the Ironside Dalek.
Yeah, I like the Ironside Dalek too. It's really cool.
I love it. No.
And you know, quite honestly,
I want the gold one or the black one.
I
want the Ironside Dalek. I want a Dalek that'll fucking bring me tea.
And on behalf of the in defense, I guess I should say, of the girl who dressed up as the cyber woman. I just, you know, it's like, it takes a hell of a lot of courage.
Man. Well, no, we know.
It just takes a hell of a lot of courage to do something like that, you know? I mean.
No, it doesn't. It just takes a degree of insanity.
Well, that too, but still, I think it's pretty amazing.
It's not a bad canine, but it's. Something really doesn't look right about that canine. I'm trying to think what it is. That's what it is. The head's tapered too much at the back.
Is it?
Makes the head look like it's a fucking Welsh person.
Let me tell you. Oh, my God.
Pointy head.
That's funny. You know, I have to tell you, you know, doing the head and getting the head just right on canine is it's a very difficult thing.
The head on my one's well out.
Yeah, it's just you think because you know if you're familiar with canine, you see canine all the time. You know, you think like, oh, this shouldn't be too terribly hard. But then when you actually get down,
it is. It's because it's actually got, instead of being straight lines, which is what they've got, that's what they've got wrong. It's all bloody curves.
Yeah,
even the side of his head is, you know, like the flat side.
Uh-huh.
Is curved down into a taper.
Right. Yeah, yeah, I know. And that's
what's wrong with the plan from Doctor Who comic or magazine or whatever the hell it is, because that's how you end up with a canine with a fucking great big chin like my one.
Yeah, and if you don't get the head just right, you can get it close and it'll be passable, but if you don't get it just right, it's going to look a little oddball, you know. But nobody will know exactly what the hell's wrong with it. They'll just know that something is wrong with it.
The odd thing is, if you look at the ones made from the plans, my one and to a degree your one, except your one's got the pinchier nose, because they're based on the first stunt dog with a much shorter snout,
right?
Then it works. So my canine can actually get away with having the bigger chin and the shorter snout because it's based on the Mark I prop before they cut its bloody nose off and put in that ticker tape, which is why they did it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. They had the ticker tape in there. So you're saying that they
cut off the entire end of his nose and then tapered it into a point so they could install the ticker tape mechanism.
Ah, gotcha. So the nose...
Have a look at... the pictures of K9 on Brighton Beach. Have a look at the pictures of Lala Ward and Tom Baker from their engagement sitting on K9.
Uh-huh.
It's an entirely different shape to the front of the head.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's difficult to get it right. I mean,
it's nigh on impossible. But yeah, you know, it's a very good canine. I really wish they got the ears sorted out because the ears are A, far too small, and B, straight up, so he looks like a fucking rabbit. But the tail's also wonky as well.
So it's funny.
Well, I'm just bitching about it. It's a very nice canine. It really, really is. And somebody's put a lot of effort into it, I have to say.
Yeah. So it is interesting. So we shouldn't be fussing too much about somebody's hard work. I know. You know what I mean? Anywho, moving right
on. I like the knitted Daleks that attacked Nick Briggs.
Oh, they were brilliant. I love those.
Yeah.
I got to knit some of those in some really funky colors, so.
Well, there were some damn funky colors in there. Did you see the little pink?
Yeah.
Did you see the little pink one?
I've seen the little pink one. Yes.
Those were all over the place. There was actually one woman actually sitting in the lobby knitting one, and I'm like, oh, look at it. It was a blue one.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I probably knew who she was, too. I got in a huge fight on Twitter over some guy who was pissed off, actually some gal who was pissed off that people were knitting in the panels, and I was like, get a fucking life. Of course they were knitting in the panels.
You can knit.
I've been knitting.
You can knit and listen at the same time. Now, if they were actually members,
I'm doing it as we speak.
And if they were actually members of the panel, and then they were knitting.
Oh, fuck, I've knitted on panels before. I've been on panels and knitted.
Funny, Sherry. I think you're.
It's not like it's a loud sport, you know.
Now, do we have any news?
Karen's birthday.
Oh, Karen Gillan.
Karen's birthday.
Happy birthday, Pong.
And
yes, Dale.
The segue with the fezzes, you muppet that okay. I just mentioned.
Go ahead, Dale.
No, too bloody late now. Suddenly I'm very quiet. Now, right. The fez. Okay, so which Doctor wore a fez?
More than one.
Yeah, well, which doctor carried a mop?
More than one.
Because I had a message. Now, you see, I'm feeling justifiably smug. Uh-huh. Because I had a message from the gorgeous Stevie B this week. Hello, Stevie. And he actually was watching Silver Nemesis. And I was at work and he messaged me and he said, is that the doctor wearing a fez and carrying a mop? I was like, is it?
Yes.
I know he wears a fez. And I actually had to go back and watch it. And I was like, oh my god, it so is. So yes, Seventh Doctor, Silver Nemesis, Episode 1, thanks Stevie, wears a fez, carries a mop. Now we know where they got it from.
Where they got it from.
That's very bizarre.
Yay, Sylvester McCoy.
Is it not normal for them to repeat something?
I don't think so.
Not to that degree. makes you wonder if Moffat watched it and it drifted into his subconscious
and said, you know, I'm really going to screw with the fans. I'm going to really screw with the fans.
Well, you know, I had always thought that you remember back when the Doctor Who crew came to New York for their, you know, big promo push with BBC America, and we had Andre T there in the theater in New York asking a question, and we had the wonderful question, Tara.
Yes.
The question? Do you remember the question?
Would Matt Smith like a hat?
Yes, exactly. Now, I'm wondering if that was asked before that episode was filmed, because I'm not sure if that, you know, what the timeline was, you know, in real time for that.
Supposedly it was before.
That's what I was thinking, but I wasn't quite sure. But I was like, you know, he went nuts over that suggestion. You know, Matt Smith did. He was like, you know, oh, yeah. And he asked Stephen Moffat. He was like, can I have a hat? You know, and, you know, Stephen Moffat was like, you know, now see what you've done. You know, that kind of thing. And it was quite amusing. And when I saw him put on, you know, the fez in that episode, I kept thinking, that was the first thing I thought. I was like, did Andre T actually get that suggestion in and that slipped through? So what's going on, Lila? You all right?
Yeah, I am. I was up most of the night with the dog.
Oh, the new puppy.
Yes. And it wasn't that bad at all. And then when I finally kicked Paisley out of bed this morning, I was like, hey, well, I'm going to go snooze for another half hour. And then I slept through your phone call.
Oh, funny. So it's like, it's basically like having a baby in the house, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what did he whine and all night long, that sort of stuff? Is he doing that or what?
Not very much. Just when he wanted to, he was in his kennel. And so every couple hours, I would just get him out and take him downstairs so he wouldn't pee on my carpet. So,
you didn't keep that damn dog in your room, did you?
Yeah.
Oi! Call it a damn dog.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Cat.
Damn puppy.
Canine diapers. That's what she
is. Canine diapers.
Not canine. Canine.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So, Tara.
Canine.
Tara, did you get dog?
She's calling you old and incontinent.
Old and incontinent.
Well, we all know that's actually me, but that's story.
Intercontinental.
They do say that your owners end up looking like your dog, so.
That's going to be a fucker for me, isn't it? I'm going to have waggling ears on top of my head, a probe that comes out of the middle, and a laser gun up my nose.
Oh, yeah. Dale's got a fan on today, so we're all happy about that. But Tara, did you get Dulcie as a puppy or what?
Oh yeah,
really?
Oh, yeah. Dulcie the puppy.
Okay,
yep.
So did she go through the entire like whining at night and all that sort of stuff or what?
Well, I kept had her crate next to the bed, mm-hmm. and she'd won, and I'd take her outside, and then put her back in her crate, and she'd go back to sleep. So,
Lou, ask me, Lou.
Hey, Dale.
Yes, Lou.
Did you get K-9 as a puppy?
Don't be stupid, he's a fucking robot.
Thank you, Dale. Well, Sherry, thank you so much for getting the amazing report for us.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate
thank
it.
You for the, thank you for the shout-out that you got my robot dog, which I shall be forwarding on to Lewis later.
Thank you very much for all your very, very hard work. It is very much appreciated.
Oh, hell yeah. It was really
absolutely.
Anytime.
Getting that big clock on the wall, it's time to go. Time to go for another week. Do we have sheep in here or goats?
Yeah, did somebody kill a fucking sheep?
But anyway, thanks so much for listening to the Happiness Patrol, our 46th episode. And, you know, we've got all kinds of it's our livestock episode. And so if you want to get a goat, please contact us here at the Happiness Patrol. And you can do that. Leave them, tell them how to get a hold of us.
You can check out our blog at thehappinesspatrol.blogspot.com. Search us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/thehpatrol.
And if you want to send us an email, that is the.happinesspatrol@gmail.com. So,
yeah, what? Uncle Lou likes pictures of the human centipede, so send them all up.
The
Uncle
human Lou. Centipede. No, I don't like that crap at all. So please do not send us pictures of that.
Two girls, one cup. Send it to Uncle Lou.
Oh, okay. So, anyway, until next time, I'm Louis B.
I'm Sherry.
I'm Tara W.
I'm Leela S.
And I'm bloody freezing.
We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
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 Hello. Bye. No. Bye.
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 You've been listening to the Happiness Patrol.
You know what NASCAR stands for, right, Lewis?
What's that, Sherry?
Non-athletic sports centered around rednecks.
There you go. Oh.
Lewis is a piss artist.
Yeah, I can.
You go
I can,
outside, write your name in the snow.
Yeah, basically, I can do like a TARDIS, a Dalek, you know, all these little drawings in a snow.